When a British ship sank off the coast of Delaware in the late 1700s, some of the crew was lost at sea. A few survivors made it to shore, and later tales emerged of those men paying for their meals and lodging with Spanish gold. That story made this ship one that just had to be found. The story is next on the American Countryside.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine. Not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
The United States was not yet 25 years old, and shipping goods across the Atlantic could be a risky enterprise. There were plenty of robbers who wanted to pick off some of the cargo coming across the sea to the new nation. The U.S. had arranged a trade with Britain in exchange for the Brits helping to protect those shipping channels.
The HMS DeBrock was a British sloop of war that was traveling with a merchant colony from the United Kingdom to the Americas. It was protecting a large group of merchant ships from French privateers.
Devin Felicicchia at the Swannendale Museum in Lewis, Delaware, explains that the DeBrock made a successful crossing of the ocean until the very last bit of its journey.
But the DeBrock was supposed to rendezvous with the rest of the convoy here in Lewis, and it does that. But when it is here in Lewis, it sinks after being hit with a sudden gust of wind. It essentially just blew right over into the Delaware waters.
It wasn't uncommon for ships to be lost, but there was something special about this ship.
When it had crossed the Atlantic, it had captured a Spanish ship called the Xavier. And so people thought that the DeBrock had sunk with thousands and thousands of dollars of Spanish treasure on board.
The story was further fueled by another tale of those who survived the ship sinking near the Delaware shore.
When the DeBrock sinks, there are survivors that are saved and washed on the shore. And it was claimed that some of those individuals paid for their lodgings with Spanish gold.
The hunt was on. The story of the treasure, the ship, and more is next time as we travel the countryside. From Lewis, Delaware, I'm Andrew McCrae.